Hey guys, welcome to my podcast. My name's Heather, and today we're gonna be talking about clear skin. So one of my most popular little podcast episodes on here is positive affirmations for clear skin. And honestly, that's like shocking to me that that's my most popular episode of all of my episodes. So I figure, why don't we talk about clear skin? Luckily, my skin has cleared up completely. So I'm going to tell you guys what I do or what I don't do to keep my, keep my skin clear, because actually it's relatively simple. And actually it's like super frustrating that it took me this long to figure out what I needed to do to have clear skin. So hopefully it's helpful to you guys. Obviously, each person's skin is different, so this might not be the answer, but it might be. So I figured I'd share kind of what products I use, what I'm doing, like what's my skincare routine and all of that. And I will continue to do some clear skin episodes where I can talk about different things I've tried and, you know, different products and things like that. Anyways, thank you so much for listening to this podcast. Thank you for supporting the podcast. If you want to support it even more, you can make a donation on here or on my Venmo. The information is in the episode notes and everything like that. Anyways, let's go ahead and get started. Okay, so let me start by saying again, each person's skin is completely different. And so even though this helped me clear up my skin, it might not be what is going to help you. I just like to say that because I know how seriously frustrating it can be to try to figure out how to, you know, clear up your skin, your acne, all that stuff. Because I've honestly struggled with acne and skin issues, like starting in my teen years, all the way up until honestly like 6 months or so ago. And so believe me, I know the struggle and I know how frustrating and discouraging and depressing it can be to struggle with acne. I literally have tried almost every single possible skincare ingredient. The only thing I never did end up trying, which honestly I was like about to try, was Accutane. That's the only thing that I have not tried. That I know has helped a lot of people. I also know it, you know, has caused challenges for other people. So that one's a pretty serious one. So like I said, that was like my last resort. And I honestly was a few months away from like, okay, we're just going to do that, because I was just so sick and tired of struggling with acne. It can be so frustrating. So it's a weird story on how I figured out like what exactly I needed to do with my skin to clear it. So I'll just start there and then I'll tell you like what I was doing and then now what I am doing. So I actually, this summer, I was going to go on a camping trip with my family. And if you hear any noise in the background, it's because I'm actually doing my skincare stuff right now as I talk to you. Because I like to do my podcast episodes while I'm doing something else. Just that's how I like to do it. So anyways, I was going to go on a trip with my family, a camping trip, which it was going to be a few days, not just like a one-nighter camping trip. It literally was, like I said, going to be a few days. And honestly, I was really like anxious about that because there was a lot of stuff that I was doing for my skin that I wasn't going to be able to be doing while I was on the camp out. For example, you know, I was using a light therapy mask. I had gotten a high frequency wand. Like literally trying anything and everything to clear up my skin, because like I said, I was getting to the point where I was getting really discouraged, and it was honestly affecting. I have depression to begin with, but and social anxiety, and it was making that even worse. Like I hated, you know, going and seeing people, being around people if my acne was bad. It just made me feel really like insecure and embarrassed and just gross. Like, I felt like I looked really nasty, which, I don't know, it's sad, but it's understandable. Like, when, you know, when you don't feel good about yourself, you know, you don't want to be around other people sometimes. I mean, some people, like, can push through that, but for me, it's, like, hard to. So I was actually pretty not frustrated. I was trying to figure out, like, okay, how am I going to do this while I'm camping for, like, whatever, 3 nights? How am I going to, like, do all these things that I'm doing? I was doing a face mask, like, every day. Yeah, I'll get into the products and all that. But anyways, so I packed up anything that I could bring with me on the trip, but it was very limited because I didn't really, you know, I was going to be with my family and, you know, the whole point of camping, we wanted to, like, spend time together and relax and everything. So I didn't want to be in the bathroom, like, for 30 minutes doing stuff on my skin. So I kind of just packed up anything that I could within reason. And then I kind of was just like, oh, well, like, I'm going to go and my skin will probably be breaking out even worse, which then I'll have to come home and kind of deal with that. So, you know, I was not excited about that part of it. But obviously, like, it was more important to spend time with my family and try to enjoy my time. So I just figured, you know, you're just going to have to get home. And when you're home, like, figure out a way to clear it up again. So we went on the camping trip. And, you know, I did whatever I could camping. Pretty much I didn't, like, wash my face with my, like, foam cleanser and my, you know, fancy, oscillating brush or anything like that. I just used, these, I think on the trip, I'm trying to remember exactly what I used. I wish I would have written it down, but I didn't think it was going to be like, oh, this is a breakthrough thing for my skin. So I pretty much just used, like, a salicylic acid, little wipe, face wipe, and they're alcohol-free, the ones that I was using, and it's Stridex. I can list all the different skincare ingredients. So I was using that. I do witch hazel, so I did that witch hazel, put on my, you know, salicylic acid cream, and if I had any, like, big, you know, big blemishes, I would use benzoyl peroxide and face moisturizer. And then at night, I even brought a mask because, like, I was that, like, devoted to this skincare routine, like, trying to just clear my skin whatever way I could. But anyway, so I couldn't bring all the stuff that I usually brought. I did bring my tretinoin cream and sunscreen, which I did get sunburnt even though I was wearing sunscreen because tretinoin makes your skin more sensitive to sunlight. So I did that, and like I said, not doing as much as I usually do with my skin, but the weird thing, which I never in a thousand years that this would be, like, the answer to clear my skin completely, like, within, you know, a week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks at the most, it started getting better and better and better and cleared up. And the weird thing is, like, honestly, the only thing I changed was I wasn't doing as much skincare stuff because, you know, I was on the camp out. And then when I got home, you're kind of still in the process of putting everything away and you're just exhausted because you went on this trip and everything. So it was really strange. And I was honestly, like, shocked at the fact that, like, my skin started to completely clear up. It was weird. And like I said, there was nothing really I had changed with my skincare stuff, except for not being as, like, you know, to the book and uptight as I had been with my skincare. So definitely I was completely blown away because that was the last thing I was expecting to happen. And so I'm going to kind of break down why, like, what I was using before and then what I'm using now and why that could possibly be a reason for my skin to clear up. Because there's, now that I've, like, had my skin clear up, I have before and after pictures I can also show you guys on my social media, or I might figure out how to post it on here. Sometimes you can post things on here. But let me break it down what I was doing, and then I'll also tell you what I'm currently doing. And my skin is completely clear right now. I have like one little blackhead that I've been like, I'm really bad sometimes picking at my skin. But other than that, I have no acne right now. But I mean, I do get a spot here and there. But before, I had probably like 20 blemishes, you know, all over my face at any given time. And I'll also tell you the kind of acne I had, because I think that's helpful, because there's different types of acne. So let me kind of break it down for you. Okay, so let me just kind of go into what kind of acne I had and tend to get. Because like I said, there's different types of acne you can get. So for example, if I have the same type of acne as you, there's a higher chance that, you know, what I'm doing might help you. If you have a completely different type of acne than me, then this might not be as helpful. But keep pushing through it, because honestly, I felt like I'd always have acne, and oh my gosh, it was so discouraging, because I felt like everyone around me, even though that's not the case, my acne wasn't as bad as, you know, some people's acne. But I mean, pain's relative. And for me, it just felt like the worst thing in the world, because I felt like everyone was looking at my skin, even though, you know, that's really not true. But when you're struggling with it, I mean, it can be obviously really challenging and hard. And so the acne I tend to get, or used to get, I get probably, like I said, at any given time, like 15 to 20, maybe if my skin was doing good, you know, maybe even just 10, I would get cystic acne, which cystic acne, oh my gosh, it's the worst. It's really painful. If you don't know anything about cystic acne, it's like not the surface acne. Usually it's deeper acne. It stinks, man. It's really challenging, because you can like feel it coming on, even though you sometimes can't even see it. Like other people can't see it, but you can feel it. I don't know how else to describe it. Like you can feel it. I can usually feel like when I'm going to be getting one, because it starts getting like tender and sore, you know, under your skin. It just feels like, I don't know how to explain it. Just like a painful, just something, oh my gosh, I should probably like look up a better way to describe it, but just really painful, sore, tender skin. And you can feel like you put your finger to your skin and you can feel like a lump or a bump underneath your skin. And then it kind of gets, depending on it, sometimes it gets bigger with time, sometimes it slowly goes down. But it takes a very long time to get rid of them. You know, regular acne can sometimes, you know, be here and then go within, you know, a few days. With cystic acne, it can be like weeks, where you're still struggling with this painful bump. So I would tend to get cystic acne, usually around my, you know, my cheeks of my face, my, jawline, my chin, sometimes on my neck. And that's pretty much it for the cystic acne. I'd also get blackheads, which I still kind of have some blackheads on my nose. I tend to have very oily or combination skin and pretty sensitive skin. And let's see, I'm trying to think what else, because I want to make sure I give you all the information and everything. And then I would get like actual zits as well. I call them spots though, because zits and blemishes is like the prettiest word we have for it. But so I would get like zits, you know, whiteheads sometimes, usually like whiteheads, sometimes just like a zit in general. But like I said, mostly cystic acne. And the area that I got it, which if you get it on your jawline, on your neck, on your chin. That tends to be on your, the, you know, your cheeks. That usually tends to be what people say is hormonal acne. So a good thing to mention with that is your hormones. Well, I guess this isn't like a great thing if it is the case, but sometimes that can be hormonal acne where it could be possibly your hormones are like you need to get your hormones checked. Maybe you like sometimes going on birth control can help it, but I do not like being on birth control because for me, it makes my mental health like worse. It makes my emotions and hormones all screwed up. But there's like different types of birth control that you can try. And if that's something, I would first get your hormone levels checked. So that, you know, I didn't get it. Sometimes you can also get it like while you're, if you're, you know, a woman and you're on your period, sometimes you can have, you know, hormonal acne that has to do with the hormone changes based, you know, in your body because you're on your period or right before your period, your hormones change. But I kind of got that all checked and it wasn't really that, but I do want to mention that in case for you that is what it is. That's just something I wanted to bring up because and that might be helpful for you. So other than that, so I checked my hormone levels. It can also be diet. Like I unfortunately eat a lot of dairy. I mean, I love eating like ice cream and yogurt, but obviously that can affect your, supposedly it can affect your hormone levels and just your diet can definitely affect your skin because the way your body metabolizes sugar, for example, or even dairy, it spikes your blood sugar levels and that can change your hormone levels or your whatever. I'm not a biologist here, but that's another thing to mention, which I didn't change my diet. And that was another thing that I was like, I need to do because it might help my acne. But it was just, it's hard for me to change my diet because I already have some dietary restrictions that make it like challenging. So anyways, moving on from that. So that's kind of how my acne was. Things that I had tried and were trying, I literally have tried almost everything. Benzoyl peroxide, I've tried different types of benzoyl peroxide products, different strengths. You can get, I think benzoyl peroxide goes all the way up to 10%. Like you can get a cream with benzoyl peroxide 10% all the way down to I think the smallest benzoyl peroxide I've seen is like 2.5% of like concentration of benzoyl peroxide in a product. Salicylic acid I've tried glycolic acid, lactic acid, mandelic acid. I currently am using tretinoin cream, which I'll talk more about that in a second. Also currently using clindamycin, and those two are, you have to get a prescription to get. But I would highly, highly recommend going and seeing a dermatologist. If you're having skin issues, I mean, I know how much it can affect me personally. That affects my mental health really, really strongly. And so honestly, by the time you... If you are, you know, doing it on your own and just buying products from the store and just kind of guessing on what your skin needs, I would recommend actually just, you know, your insurance usually will pay for at least part of the visit with a dermatologist. And, you know, you can sometimes even a family doctor, like just a regular primary care doctor, can also prescribe you stuff to help with your acne. But obviously I would start, you know, with the things that most people use or, you know, the most common things that can clear up your skin, which I think the best place to start would definitely be benzoyl peroxide or salicylic acid. Those you can get over the counter, which means you can just go to the grocery store and pick up, you know, a product with either of those ingredients in it. And if that doesn't work, then, you know, there's a few other things that I would recommend you try first. And then if that doesn't work, I would just recommend going and seeing a dermatologist, because, you know, their whole study and career and expertise is in skincare. And I would say probably a lot of their, if not like not most of their clients would be people struggling with acne, but I would say probably that's one of the most common things that dermatologists, you know, work to help their clients, you know, get help in clearing acne and stuff like this. So definitely it's expensive, but a lot of times I'll like go and I'll see a dermatologist and I'll like tell them all the different things I'm struggling with. They'll write me a prescription for whatever. And then like once I see that like, okay, this prescription is helping, then I usually will just talk to my primary care doctor, my main doctor, because I see my doctor like more often than I'd like. No offense, I like my doctor, but I have other health issues that I struggle with. So that can be a nice way to like save some money instead of having to always go to a dermatologist to get your prescriptions written. You can also just see a dermatologist, make sure the prescription's working. Once it is, you know it's helping. You can just talk to your primary care doctor about if they can write the prescriptions for you, because that's what I've done, and it saves me money, so I don't have to go to two separate doctors. I can just see my one doctor. Okay, so like I said, I tried all sorts of acids. Those are different things that, you know, help exfoliate the skin and, you know, help clear your pores and keep them clean. I've tried, like I said, benzoyl peroxide, which that's a pretty common thing to try. I've tried all sorts of different products. You know, I use, every day I use witch hazel toner without alcohol in it. I used all sorts of face washes, face masks. I've used all sorts of different types of mud masks, you know, from, you know, what I would say probably is best for, you know, acne is benzoyl peroxide. Sorry, my mind. What is it called? It's a bee clay, oh my gosh, I should probably go grab it, but I'm like in the middle of getting ready for the day, so I won't grab it, but I will grab it in the future. This is more of like a relaxing, like just sitting and chatting with you guys, like not super uptight, but I can make it more uptight if you need me to. So anyways, bentonite clay, I believe it's called. There's also kaolin clay I've used, black sea mud. You know, there's all sorts of things. I've literally tried everything from, you know, really more natural stuff like using honey, all the way up to, you know, actually getting prescriptions written for me. So like I said, I was pretty much my routine before this camp out was every day in the morning, I'd wake up, I'd wash my face with like a benzoyl peroxide face wash. Sometimes I would use a salicylic acid, but usually I would use a benzoyl peroxide face wash or a salicylic acid, like little alcohol, or not alcohol wipe. It didn't have alcohol in it, but a little face wipe. Clean my face. Use a witch hazel toner, which I still actually use because witch hazel is really good for your skin. And then I'd put on top of that, this is like so much, I'm like embarrassed to explain how much I was doing. But I just like wanted my skin to be clean, like, and clear, and just trying to work through this. So then I would like put on more like salicylic acid, some type of salicylic acid spot treatment, or just like some serum or something that had salicylic acid in it. So I put that on in the morning. Some days instead of the salicylic acid, I would actually use vitamin C serum. You don't want to really use that at the same time or in the same like routine as, you know, salicylic acid or benzoyl peroxide, because they kind of cancel each other out. So I would kind of like change my routine a lot because I was just like dying to just get it resolved and just trying to use like as many products as possible to try to just clear it up. So I figured, well, if I'm using just one product, then, you know, if I'm using five products, it's going to increase my chance of clearing my skin because, you know, maybe benzoyl peroxide isn't working and maybe it's something, you know, just one of the products I'm using, but at least it will be clear and I don't want to have to wait around to figure out what will work for it, which is not like recommended. And I think that was oddly enough causing a lot of my acne. And so then I'd put on some facial moisturizer with like SPF, because especially if you're using tretinoin cream, it can make your skin more sensitive to sunlight. And I definitely have seen that. Like when I went camping, you know, I would put on sunscreen the same time as everyone else. And I'd put it on like even more than everyone else. And I was still getting like sunburn, like on my chest and, you know, on my face. So yeah, definitely recommend putting on some kind of face moisturizer with SPF 30 at least. What are the other things? And then obviously I would usually put on some makeup. And I think I was also using my clindamycin, which I'm still using that right now. That's it's actually like an antibiotic. It just also helps to keep your skin, you know, the pores clean and everything like that. Okay, so I was doing all that, and then at night when I, you know, got home or whatever, I would take off my makeup, usually doing like removing it with either micellar water, which I still will use, you know, or I would use some type of a facial oil to clean my face. And I would usually mix up one, like a mixture with castor oil and safflower oil or some type of oil that wasn't comedogenic, which you, this is like so complicated. Like, don't take note right now because this isn't the stuff that is that important, because I realized later that I was doing too much. So don't feel like you should be taking notes at this point. I just got to mention that. And then at night, I like really started getting into skincare. One thing that definitely helped clear my skin and make it look better is I constantly used to pick at my skin like really bad, to the point where it was like an addiction. And that sounds like dramatic, but no, like seriously, I mean, I can't remember, like, honestly, I would pick at every little, even blackheads I would get, I would like pick at them just because it would, I'm have anxiety and I'm a perfectionist. And so like, honestly, I just felt like, okay, I just need to pick at them to like get them gone faster because I can like, you know, get rid of them faster. And so in the last like year or probably 8 months, I stopped like doing that. I like went and got like two facials and I was just like, oh my gosh, this is so nice. I need to just take better care of my skin. So I kind of stopped doing that. And, that definitely helped my skin. I used to have a lot of like redness, pigmentation, hyperpigmentation issues from like, you know, old zits that were like healing from me popping them or poking at them. So definitely that helped, like when I kind of stepped back and didn't do that as much. Okay, so, and then at night I would do some type of a... Okay, so I kind of gave you an insight on what I was doing with my skin beforehand. And so now I'm going to kind of tell you what I'm currently doing with my skin. I feel like I'm doing like the elimination diet, but with my skin, because I'm trying to like go through and figure out, okay, like what is like causing issues for my skin and what is like helping my skin. So, I honestly need to like simplify it even more. But what I'm doing in the morning is just washing my face with this Aveeno face wash. It's like, it's basically to like, it's like for calming your skin. It has like Feverfew or whatever the heck that is. But it has like no active ingredients. It's for sensitive skin. I want a face wash that is, non-comedogenic, not doesn't have oils in it, even though all oils aren't bad for your skin. But I just like to start, like kind of start there. So I use that face wash. I was also using a benzoyl peroxide face wash that I like, but with everything going on, like realizing that I was using too many ingredients and everything. Sorry, I'm like now downstairs. I finished getting ready for the day, so now I'm downstairs. I'm about to bake a cake with my cat, who thinks she's like part of my family. Well, she is, I guess that sounds rude, but you know what I mean? She thinks she's like a human and should be able to look at the cake while I bake it. I don't know. So anyways, sometimes I'll use that. It's like I'm trying to remember what brand that one is. I think it might be Differin. And it just has benzoyl peroxide in it, but it has a lower strength. I think it's 2.5. Oh my gosh. I'm gonna do a separate episode where I actually get the products out and like take pictures of them and kind of share with you guys. But anyways, so I either will just do the plain face wash, or I'll mix the two just so it's like diluted a little bit, because again, I'm realizing that maybe I don't need the strongest products. Maybe I just need a little bit less of everything, and that's healthier for my skin. So I do a face wash. I then use some kind of toner, which I always will just use witch hazel without alcohol, because a lot of witch hazels actually have, like witch hazel toners often have some type of alcohol in it, like a small amount, but it still is drying for your skin. So I will use a witch hazel toner on a cotton little round or whatever, and without alcohol in it, and then I will tone my skin. And then after that, I put on my skincare ingredients. In the morning, what I've been doing is I've been using just one salicylic acid product instead of like doubling it up. I'll use some salicylic acid and a smaller amount than what I usually would use. There's two products that I'll use, and I kind of like them both because they kind of do different things. And again, I'll do that in a separate episode. This one was just kind of taking you on the journey through, my skincare issues and like how I realized that my skincare needs to be simpler. And then from there, I will usually, or usually I'll put clindamycin on first. That's a prescription I got from my dermatologist. That's an antibiotic cream that just like helps clear out your skin. And then I'll put the salicylic acid on. And then I will do some type of face lotion. And I kind of am trying a few different face lotions because I tried this new one and it made my skin super oily. And I didn't like that because my skin already is oily. And even though it's like non-comedogenic and there's no oil in it, it's like really greasy. I don't know what ingredient makes it that greasy, but I don't like it. So, there's a few little face lotions that I'm kind of sampling and trying and figuring out which one's the best for my skin. Oh my gosh, my cat's like, oh, that table looks fun. I should jump on it. She's like eyeballing the table, like, I might jump on it. What are you doing? She's giving me this cute look. Anyways, what was I saying with that? So then the lotion, blah, blah, blah. And then I put on my like skincare, my like makeup, products. And then at night, what I've been doing is I take off my makeup. I like to do like two-step cleansing, which means you use like usually like an oil cleanse. And I have one that I actually really like. It's like a product that has a few different oils that don't clog your pores, supposedly. And then I get off my makeup and then I wash my face with that same face wash. And then I do the
toner, which is the Witch Hazel toner. And then I put on the clindamycin and then the tretinoin cream and then moisturizer, and that's it. And then I've been trying to do just like one or two face masks a week. That's like hard for me because that was like my little de-stressor. So I got to find something else to de-stress with, I guess. And that is it. That's my whole skincare journey to clear skin. Again, I can do more episodes on this. If this is interesting to you guys, let me know. Or if you have any like questions about skincare, I am by no means an expert or professional, but I have some experience with it because I've been struggling with it. Anyways, I hope you guys have a great day. Thank you guys so much for listening, and I will see you or hear you in the next episode. Bye, guys.